Good day. I see you there. Welcome, citizens of the world. You don't necessarily have to be an American citizen. You have to be somebody who's got a couple of neurons working, somebody who's able to focus on what's happening, somebody who likes to see things, maybe, dare I say, in a different way. I say welcome to you, a hearty hello, an Ohio Silver, and a welcome. And as we always start off, remember, today is 183 days until the election. 183 days until this election. And what I want to do is I want to provide you with not necessarily a new, I'm not going to read news. I'm not going to read headlines per se. I hate that. But I want you always to be able to say, huh, that's it. Huh. I never thought about that. And I will incorporate things in my own life, people that I know, and I will then let you know what I see and what I hear from people or what they tell me and what I hear. I told you I've got a friend of mine the other day who was so interesting. He said, hey, what do you think about these college riots? And I said, that's very interesting. I said, is that the way you see it? He said, yeah. I said, you think this is about college riots? Is that it? Is that what you see this as? It's very interesting because I see it more than just college riots, but could be, but it's fascinating. And that made me think, wow, it's perspective. And I said, do you want to know what is going on in Gaza? And the look was, I don't really know much about it at all. Another thing I did the other day, what I have been telling people is whenever you speak of Gaza, by the way, these are just thoughts, just follow along. Whenever you speak of Gaza and you bring up the idea of Holocaust, oh God, don't ever say that, a genocide, they will sometimes say to you, now, wait a minute, this is not a genocide. This is not a genocide. I said, okay, you're right. How about massacre? And I'm using the term massacre as a means of explaining what this horror is. It's a massacre. Is that better? Does that work for you? Well, what sounds worse? Because one could argue under parlance, you know, people use the word all the time. We use terms of art like murder. Well, it's not murder. It wasn't intentional. Hey, they robbed this house. No, you rob a person. You don't rob a house. You don't rob a house. You rob people. Robbery involves assault, which means being placed in fear. And you can't place a house in fear. You mean steal? So all the, but we all know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about, but still, this is what's going on. So I'm seeing this as well. Did you see where the ABC, the head of ABC News, stepped down? What's that about? Ladies and gentlemen, DEI is dead. Number three or four, keep track of this. Watch what's going to happen with Diddy. You know what they're saying about him? You know what they're getting very scared about? There are allegations of networks and networks a la Epstein of something that if it got too big, it could mean disaster. Also, you know that kind of crazy, remember that Kennedy, Caroline's son, Jack Schlossberg? Yeah. Remember I told you that. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on him. What do you mean? You'll see. Just remember I told you that. When you hear it, you're going, oh. Because his name's going to be, because he's really gunning for Bobby, and there are going to be internecine fights there. We're going to be talking about narratives, DEI. We're going to talk about Chicago teachers now doubling down. This is they remember when you get a caged rat or a cornered rat, people get absolutely violently frightened. We're going to be talking about that, dear friends. But first, a word from our incredibly important sponsor. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. Okay, my friends. Now, I'm going to throw a lot at you today, and I want you to see what's happening, and I want you to pay attention, and I want you to think about what's happening, and I want you to really, 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 really think about what I'm saying. But don't respond. Don't immediately say, oh, or don't force a joke. Don't force like, well, if I do that's good. No. Listen. Because people are very poor listeners. They'll hear something and they want, because we live in this world of like, repose, question. We love to respond to provide the riposte. R-I-P-O-S-T-E. 25%. Let me say this again. 25%, a quarter of Gen Zers, have never answered their phones. For parents who have tried everything to get their teenagers to put the phone down, there is an easy answer. Call them. When asked what they do when their phone rings, they say they ignore it. Text friends and family. Or they Google the number. Do you see what's happening here? You know, there's another group too. There are folks who I was watching something about law enforcement. There was a training thing I was saying. And more they're asking police officers, saying, you know, where do you live? Where do you, you know. I love the expression, and among certain urban demographics, it's not where do you live, it's where do you stay? Do you stay there? Yes, I stay there. Oh, okay. Where do you stay? It's a very interesting difference, perhaps. Maybe that's a difference. Where do you stay? Now, where do you live? I will tell you that during my nascent period, doing a lot of court-appointed stuff, if I imitated clients, some of the most interesting people would say, you're a racist, because I'm imitating a particular patois, and so I can't do that today. On my private channel, I can. If I imitate somebody, I am somehow considered to be racist, which, by the way, the word has gone. It's just dead. The word is absolutely dead. Okay. This is a problem. Here's another one too for you. Brand new. This guy doesn't know what the hell to say. This guy is just a damn fool. Listen to this. Oh, hang on a minute. Ex-Fulton County Prosecutor Clarence Wade, workplace romances are as American as apple pie. Wade, by the way, has Wade on the barrel cuff, has Wade. His name, Wade, not in initials, not in monogram, Wade. No class, none. Tries. You ever see people sometimes who leave the label on the suit here? And I thought, oh, they're doing that to obviously take it back. And they said, no, just like people who leave their rings, cigar rings on the band, rather. That was considered a no-no for years. But then after, you know, cigar rooms and those complete assholes, pardon my French, anybody who sits around says, I'm going to smoke a cigar. You want to smoke a cigar with me? Yeah, let's smoke cigars. Something happens where they turn into these jerks. We're smoking cigars. What is that? Is that a Cohiba? I've got an Oyo. What do you have? I have a Romeo and Juliet. Oh, these are Cubans. Cubans. This is so passe. And they sit around these cigar clubs. They smoke their cigar. I've got a box in my locker. Would you like to go there? And it brings out the complete jerk. They come mierdas, as we say in West Tampa, these people. I just had to tell you that. I despise. We're smoking. I'm going to smoke a cigar with. Oh, please. Because they're making it sound like, look how possessed of riches I am. Anyway, enough of that. Got a lot to throw at you. Pro-Palestinian supporters being funded by everybody. What does that mean? Pro-Palestinian or, quote, pro-Hamas. What does this mean? Rockefellers, Soros, what does that mean? Where is that going? What do you think the U.S. is going to do? What's the world going to do when everybody says, hey, guess what, folks? Israel is not the winning side. This is the winning side. What do you say about that? What do you say about that, folks? What do you say about that? Anything? Let me ask you this question. I'm throwing things at you left and right. Cigars, this, Schlossberg. I'm telling you, get ready. I want you to think about this. People aren't answering the phones. I'm just throwing it at you. Things that I think are really interesting. I don't want to spend a lot of time. It's not even a headline. It's an observation. What is happening when the Rockefellers, everybody are saying, guess what? The money's not on Israel. It's on these folks. The world's changing. What does that tell you? What are you going to do? What's Ben Shapiro going to do? Double down? Anybody hear from Candace Owens? Anybody? 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 You keep an eye on her. You put your money on her. Absolutely. And I mentioned this last night and did a piece on a subject matter, which I thought was utterly, absolutely fascinating. You know who DJ Vlad is? You know who DJ Vlad is? There's something about somebody who all of a sudden, there's some people I can't figure out. You know, have you ever had people you watch on TV say, I can't figure this guy out. I don't know what the story is. Listen, success is one thing. I just don't spend the time, a lot of time. One, for me, Jordan Peterson. Can't spend a second listening to Jordan Peterson. Can't. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Trite pablum. Here's the video, by the way. Next one is this guy, Ben David, this Valuetainment. I don't know what that one's about either. He has these groups of people around him. I think he needs to support him because I think he realizes he doesn't have any, he doesn't really have any chops there. He just has great guests on. Raul Rodriguez says, as a gambler, I'll look for the odds, then bet. Interesting. Interesting. Thank you for that. I like it's very interesting. I think that's very, very interesting. You know, gambling is a wonderful thing, too. Have you ever met professional gamblers? I'm sure you have. Real professional gamblers, real pros. Have you ever met real pros? They don't gamble like everybody else does. There are some things that men love to do. Men will love to play, for example, whenever they play pool, something happens to them. Men react very weirdly when you open up a hood of a car. Nobody opens up a hood of a car. Remember that? When we used to open up a hood of a car? Remember that? You don't. Never. I bet you there are people who have said, I've never opened the hood of my car. Never looked at. Never checked the oil. Never. You never do it. In the old days, you did. Well, anyway, when you raise the hood, men would come around. Okay, that's one thing. Number two, barbecues. Anytime you make a barbecue, men would come around. And people would say, well, it's because if there's some atavistic thing to the woods. But yeah, maybe. I don't know. And also gambling. Gambling, they love this idea that somehow, by virtue of their masculinity, they can do this James Bond thing, you know. They sit around and they gamble and whatever. I am not saying this as a form of a moral or anything. Or I'm so, I have no interest in playing cards, dice, certainly not slots. We have, every time I've been to Atlantic City, it's like it creeps me out. Playing with bet, but I do not like that. But anyway, make a long story short. Men have this thing about gambling, they think. And the real professional gamblers, the professionals who play the games, and in the old days, they would have the various things at home they could bet elsewhere. And now they go to various, online stuff. But they know what they're doing, and they take it in a way that's very, very serious. Raul says, men will stop to look at a construction site. Oh, yes. Oh, and also, little boys will look at just big trucks and earth movers. Little girls don't care about that. But anyway, going through this, do you recognize the fact that I, as an assessor of our world right now, will tell you, first and foremost, our youth is unless there is something drastic that is done, drastic that is employed, drastic that is involving some form of, I don't know what the word is, some form of a recalibration, we are doomed. Being able to talk on the phone will get you through. You can go anywhere in the world you want if you're on the phone. A while back, people do not want you on the phone. Try looking. Do you ever look for something that says telephone support? And you think there is no such thing. Well, I don't want some AI thing. I don't want a bot. I want to talk to a person on the phone. Well, we don't talk to people on the phone. Well, I want to talk to someone else. Kids don't do this. I know people, relatives, friends who want to. If somebody calls you and they say, I've been through a terrible thing in my life, there's been a death in the family, I'm in the middle of a divorce or an addiction, I can't text you. I can't. This requires communication. If you're interested in my advice, people don't want to do that. They want to just have. And sometimes it works out great. That's terrific. I guess that's great. I'm seeing more and more with younger people the ability to make eye contact, the ability to conviviate, confabulate, to consort, so to speak, to interact. I'm seeing it more and more and more and more. And I see it repeatedly. And they don't know anything. And the best thing that ever happened to destroy the backbone and the fabric is social media. I love my iPhone. I love my iPad. I love the internet. I love it. I love it. When I go to a house and I see what's your password or with an iPhone you can just send somebody a password and they say, well, you don't have Wi-Fi here? No. What? Cable's gone, right? Cable is just cable is just done. There are new boxes. I've got a friend of mine who happened to, I don't know what he got. He has his box. It's Wi-Fi, but the whole cable thing, everything is changing so drastically. I'm telling you, the ABC head. The other day, I read about some half-assed news network. All of a sudden, says we're changing. We're getting a new news. Give it up. You're not going to change anything. It's like getting somebody to run your dump. Let's say you have a dump, like, you know, Fresh Kills or something, where you dump, where you push garbage. You can hire somebody new, but it's still a dump. It's still trash and human waste. It's still horrible. You can hire all the people you want. They don't understand it. And they don't know how to read things. If I did my thing, welcome right now to Lionel Nation. Good evening. I'm your host, Lionel. Number one, what do pro-Palestinian supporters, what does this mean? When you've got Soros and the Rockefellers and everybody big, and virtually every academic, every university, every institution of higher learning, actively, decidedly, not anti-Israel, but anti-Israel policy of Palestinian massacre, the new word, what does that mean? You're going to hear that on TV? No. You're going to hear that on Fox News? Hell no. Why? Lose their money. People are being bought off to perpetuate. Nobody's saying this. Nobody is saying this because they feel this inherent sense of, you know, I've always had a thing about Haifa. You know, say, no. Can we do this? Can we do this, please? And by the way, let me remind you, like this video. I'm sorry to have to do this. Like the video and make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you are subscribed. Do you hear me? Make sure you are subscribed and like it. May I ask you something? And I'm not trying to be crude. And I'm not being anti-Semitic. Does anybody doubt, seriously, that there is a very powerful, very well-funded, very organized, very, very well connected, if you will, Israeli, not Jewish, but Israeli lobby? Does anybody doubt that? Does anybody doubt that? I'm serious. Have we gotten past that? Have we gotten past this pretend fantasy world where we're saying, oh, I don't think so. Have we done that? Tell me you understand this. Tell me you understand that there is a well-funded, well-organized, well-structured, beautiful lobby, the Israeli lobby. Is there any problem with it? Does anybody have a problem with it? And by the way, I know dual citizenship means something to a lot of people. I'm not talking about that. Have you ever been to Washington, see that? That's the Cato Institute. See that? That's the Heritage Institute. You hear it? See that over there? Those are the libertarians. There, you have leftists, you have environmental, you have the American Enterprise, you've got think tanks. Can we please stop saying this? Can we please, seriously, can we pretend? Or stop pretending. And when you see somebody whose heart and soul really isn't in it, and when you see them getting absolutely clobbered. Did you see towards the end when, you know how they pulled the plug on Greta Thunberg, right? She aged out, or she just lost. Remember how crazy she was getting towards the end? Because she knew the funding was cut. She knew the gravy train was over. Did you see that? That was Greta Thunberg. That's exactly what happened with Greta Thunberg. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's talk about this tonight on the Lionel Nation Show. What does this mean? Where are we going? What do Americans feel? Where are we going? Here we go, folks. Listen carefully. They're talking about Bibi Netanyahu taking Rafah, or Rafah, as people say. Okay. This will be the bloodbath of bloodbaths. Do you understand where that is? Here's a map. You always have to have a map. Here it is. Why don't you think Why don't you think that's ever being told or talked about on ABC? Oh, there's that damn thing again. Why isn't anybody talking about that on ABC or NBC or any of the others? Hell no. Are you kidding me? You've got revenue starving organizations who aren't going to do anything to destroy the bottom line. And they will continue the narrative without exception. Do you hear what I have to say? Next, DEI is dead. You know what the others are saying? No big deal. We're going to call it something else. We're not going anywhere. DEI is dead. They even tried this one. Calling it DEI is racism. Nice try. Just like the anti-Semitism thing. That thing has run its course. Watch what's happening now, the doubling down regarding converting everything to migrant. The Chicago Teachers Union. Did you see this one? Chicago is, ground zero of this lunatic world. Check this one. The Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating a new contract with the public school system and is understood to be calling for an extra $50 billion. B as in boy, $50 billion to pay for wage hikes, as well as other demands such as fully paid abortions for its members, new migrant services and facilities, and a host of LGBT-related requirements and training in schools. To put the figure into context, the total base tax receipts for the state of Illinois last year were $50.7 billion. Total base tax receipts. And they want $50 billion just for Chicago. These psychotic demands are being made despite its members delivering underwhelming results for its students, with only 21% of the city's eighth graders being proficient readers, according to the last nation's report card, which provides national results about student performances. The union's demands have not been made public, but a leaked document sheds light on the eye-popping demands. Union President Stacey Davis Gates's audacious plan calls for members to bank at least 9% wage increases each year through fiscal year 2028. The average salary of a teacher in the Chicago public schools is $93,182. Therefore, the average teacher's pay will increase by half to $144,000 in the 2027 to 2028 year. The figure would equate more than doubling the median household income in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune reports that the CPS budget will exceed $9 billion this year, up nearly 30% from $7.4 billion just 5 years ago. Last year, the district spent more than $21,000 per student, for above the national average of $14,000. The plan also calls for teachers and counselors to be paid a stipend of $1,000 per student per semester when they are assigned a number of students above contractual limits, and a retirement bonus of $2,500 for employees with more than 30 years of service. She says, quote, "We are asking you to give us an opportunity to tell our story. It will cost $50 billion and 3 cents. Yes, it will. And so what? That's audacity. While the figure might seem far-fetched, the union holds tremendous sway in city politics with deep ties to Mayor Brandon Johnson. Remember him who ran away recently? Johnson, this is a former CTU legislative coordinator who was put forward by the union to run as mayor. As of June 30th, CTU had funneled more than $2.6 million into his campaign, while he received more than $6 million from teachers union. Meanwhile, and this is the most incredible, Davis has come under fire for her spending. Anyway, so just give me an idea of this. Okay, now, here's what's happening. And this is important. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're doubling down. Do you hear what I'm saying? They are doubling down. Because they realize it's over. It's over. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you getting this? It's over. So now that they realize things are getting tough, they realize the end is nigh, they're going to do everything in their power to double down and to say, we want more of this. And this is when you've got to be really scared, because they're not going away. I don't care who's president. I don't care if Trump wins. I don't care if he wins. I don't care if anybody wins. These folks are so much a part. It's like termites, part of the framework of the home. You can't fumigate this anymore. You got to just start over. You've got to raise, to destroy, to break down, to collapse, to implode this structure and start all over again. It's that far gone. Stand by for a second, dear friend. Stand by and listen to this great word from our great sponsor. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know, a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0. My Pillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. You are seeing a version of this. I don't know if this is called leftist ideology. I don't know what you want to call it. But what I'm seeing right now is something so gargantuan, so incredible, I don't even know how to put it into words. And the news people are wondering why they're doing so poorly. The news people. They are so scared right now. And by the way, they can be bought for a song. And they can be absolutely adamant. 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 It's so funny. You know, you see people who are bought. I got to say this again. The people who are so obviously just who don't believe what they're saying about what's going on in Gaza. People, famed, noted, black, who were adamant in support of Nelson Mandela, who were adamant, ignore, they said apartheid. Nelson Mandela, and Nelson Mandela had everybody from Venezuela to Chavez to Mao, to you name it, to Castro, everybody. He said Arafat, Mandela and Arafat were like this. And these people today because they're stuck on these cable news shows that are collapsing. They are an anachronism. They're saying, well, this is a little different. What do you mean it's different? Well, no, South Africa. Did you see the ICJ indictment? Well, it's not really an indictment. Alleging genocide. Do you see what's happening? Do you see it's collapse here? It's changing drastically. These are the most exciting times in the world. And what I'm telling you is you have got to program your news like you program your music. Does anybody here listen to a radio station anymore? Honestly? Does anybody really? I've got these friends, God bless them. They're in the AM business. And my heart has always been such a fond, fond position for AM radio. In my generation, we had a little transistor. We had a little Walkman. It was a little tiny earpiece. And you listen and you thought, oh, this is great. And that night you had to skip and you can hear different things. You can tell when it's going to be raining, if it's lightning, something. I loved it. Those days are over. You can drive out around, you know, Jersey, around Lodi, and see all the transmitters and all the AM. It's over. How many of you can even get a radio signal on your car? You probably have to use an app. An app is a great way, which defeats the purpose of it. So the AM group, the AM, my brothers and sisters in the industry are fighting desperately to maintain this signal, not spoken word, not music, not talk, but this signal, this means of speaking to you. And they're trying to pass legislation that says if you are a, what am I trying to say? Oh, that you cars have to have, of all things, a radio, an AM radio. What? Who listens to AM radio in a car? If you want to listen to it, listen on an app. Now, you might do much better if you're out and you can hear, but I don't even think the antennas are that good anymore. I think the antennas, that wire thing that went up, and even the one that was extended, remember that one? I remember years ago, I just thought of this. Bear with me. We had these wonderful radio promotions, and one of them was I was at WFLA in Tampa, 970 WFLA. I don't even know what, I haven't heard them ever since Jack Harris was unceremoniously booted. I haven't even listened. I don't even know. I have no idea if it's even on the air anymore. I really don't. But at the time, the Buccaneers were owned by a fellow named Hugh Culverhouse.
Hugh Culverhouse talked like this, and he was well out there.
And he later on with David Brinkley's wife, and I mean, it was a wild story. Anyway, Hugh Culverhouse was he was on the owner's committee. He was so entrenched in NFL, he owned the Buccaneers, the Bucs. And so we had it on our radio station. I'll never forget. They had this idea that Hugh got to go. Hugh got to go. And I, of course, being who I am, would say, you're trying to force the owner of the Bucks to what? To leave? To divest? Why? And they couldn't even answer it. Because he sucks? Why does he suck? What? Why would he? What? Okay. So they had these styrofoam footballs, these little football shaped orange. It says, Hugh gotta go. I think my parent, we had one of those things. And you know what it was used for? To put on your antenna, this little ball. So you could drive around and it was great to find your car at a mall before we had fobs and beep, beep, and then you hear your horn. You look for it. Oh, there it is. But at that time, even virtually everybody had wireless. You know, the antenna was either in the windshield or whatever. So somewhere in a ground, some kind of a landfill somewhere, all these styrofoam non-biodegradable balls. But it goes to show you at the time the disconnect of radio, of AM. It's like they didn't see what was happening. They and AM, by the way, Rush Limbaugh saved it. Rush Limbaugh saved it. Lori Cuck says, remember Nancy Pelosi transmitted the articles of impeachment? They were transmit, WTF. I believe, by the way, Lori, thank you. That was when she, when they had to bring them over to the Senate and you deliver them. You're right, transmission. Had a unique concept. But what I'm saying, perhaps circuitously, is at the time I was saying, listen, this was before the internet. If you want to do something, if you want to do something, get better. If you want to change, make sure better. Get away from this classic, stodgy, make radio different. Make politics different. Make news different. They never caught on. They never caught. They refused to do it. I one time was at a Talkers magazine was and is the talk radio Bible. The Bible. It was the, and again, but at the time I'm particularly talking about. So I went before, I had this group. Two things happened. I did a piece with, we're talking, a guy named Tom Likas. I don't know if you know what happened to Tom Likas. I really don't. But he kind of broke away, and I was doing is we were the original podcasters. I don't know who came up with pod. I don't know who came up with this, like iPod. I don't know who came up with the term, but Talkers Magazine voted me the top, one of the top heavy 100 of all time, which is very nice. And number two, the original pioneers of podcasting. And I remember speaking before, these are people in the business. These are names and program directors and all this stuff, and explaining podcasting. And they said, women, somebody's going to want to hear you. I said, yes. They're going to pay you. Yes. You're paying this? I said, you idiots. Listen, and Harrison got it completely. He was saying, no, listen, folks, listen. This is the continuation of talk. This is not the end of talk. AM is one thing. I said, you don't understand what's happening. They said the same thing about cable. They said the same thing about cable TV. He said, people aren't going to pay money for cable TV. I mean, they said that, and they never learned because they get so what am I trying to say? Stuck in this world. Now, I'm seeing this today. They don't recognize. Everybody's got to realize that when it comes to CNN, you do know that Fredo, they're talking about Fredo Cuomo going back to CNN to maybe help they are so, say what you want about Don Lemon, people watched him because he was so goddamn stupid. This is a guy who worried about people being caught up in a black hole. Do you remember that? Or a hole of color, I guess one would call it. Do you remember that one? Okay, by the way, I need 400 likes. I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know how to put this in the, to be any clearer about this. 400 likes. Okay, you got it? You understand? It's critical. Critical. Make that 4,000, excuse me. So in any event. So, again, going back, we learned this. They didn't understand it. And next thing you know, the most important podcast, the most important person on any medium today by name is Joe Rogan. For me, it's Lex Fridman, because Lex Fridman did something nobody even, basically talking about 2 hours on physics, and it's incredible. They still don't get it. They still don't get it. I don't know how they don't see this. Remember the movie Boogie Nights at the end when Burt Reynolds' character said, "It's always going to be film." They go, "No, it's going to videotape." "No, it's going to go to film." Remember? And then there were booths. Remember that? There were the mob loved it. Actual, you could sell tapes and this and that and adult theaters. It's gone now. Internet killed it. They saw it coming. Porn didn't go away. It just changed format. And they don't understand it. And one of the things I want to have is for you to recognize that in order for you to know what's going on, you know to turn this stuff off. But I ask you a number of questions. Very simply this. Number one, did you know about the issue about who are the people who are funding and sponsoring pro-Palestinian protests and the like, and what does that mean? Number two, I talked about the Chicago Teachers Union. This is not just Chicago. This is the Hail Mary. They realize the writing's on the wall. The end of DEI. The end of DEI, and also concomitantly with the end of this Kim Godwin, whoever, who's leaving ABC News, is DEI, is claiming that somebody is a beneficiary of DEI, is that considered racism? Next, 25%. Now think about what I'm telling you. You can take this out when you have lunch today, when you have your friend. You go, let me ask you a question. Who do you think's funding this? If you heard all of a sudden funding everywhere, if you heard Soros, Rockefeller Foundation, World Economic, and by the way, where's Klaus Schwab? Where's World Economic Forum? You notice they told him, back off there, Mr. Evil, back off. You notice how quiet he is? You remember, you got to be able to know who's not in the office anymore. But anyway, what if I told you all of a sudden, that you turn on TV and they're talking about professional football, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTEs, tau proteins, brain damage, early onset Alzheimer's, Mike Webster, suicide, professional football is killing. One day you're going to see Tom Brady drooling in his oatmeal. One day your favorite stars are going to be. What did you say? Who's sponsoring this? Yeah. Why is there this movement to change this? That's the issue right now. But you can't, when you are bought, when you are sold, when you are committed to never making anybody aware of this, you have got to go on every night on conventional platforms and tell everybody everything is great. America is 100% against Hamas. Hamas is Gaza. Gaza is Hamas. Confuse the two. And America is behind Israel. So we're not going to do anything. Why would you bring up a story that shows all of this big money going towards Palestine? Why? How does that work? You would never do that. Just like you would never see anybody on ABC, NBC that needs the NFL contract ever say, hey, there sure was a lot of talk about brain injuries in the sport. Absolutely not. Lori Cook says, Army doctor says 23 active military died of COVID. Lori, right now you're going to hear two different swarms, and thank you, by the way. You're going to hear swarms of information regarding how few people died. You're also going to hear how many people are alleged to have been harmed and hurt by vaccines and the like. And you're going to see a cacophony of debate about that. Notice Fauci's gone. How will Bobby Kennedy Jr. play this? And by the way, Remember, I'm telling you this. Bobby Kennedy is pissed off at his family. There's one thing about the family. They stuck together, and now he doesn't understand who these people are. But the one that's really pissing him off is Caroline Kennedy's kid, Jack Schlossberg, who thinks he's the new John Kennedy Jr., the hunk. And this guy, keep an eye on him. That's all I'm going to say. Listen to him. Tell me what you think. Go search him out. See what you think. Pilgrim Media says, all this stuff Network says is bread and circus. Well, you obviously, thank you so very much for that, are bringing up Juvenile. And it's not bread and circus, because bread and circus would be to divert people away from politics. The politics they are diverting you towards is this kind of an adjusted reality. Did you see Mark Hamill with Joe Biden? Absolutely embarrassing. Who was that actor, honey, who said, I like Joe Biden because he's old. He was in Network or whatever his name is. You know who we're talking about. Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels says, I like Joe Biden because he has wisdom. It's like, are you kidding me? This is such incredible desperation. You can't believe it. And here's another one, too. You ready for this? Watch what happens to Diddy. Diddy, be very careful. Number one, you were not arrested. You were being portrayed by many folks as a rat, as a cooperator. In the business, in downtown, the boys downtown, okay? It's been part of lore for years. When there is a big, dare I say, when there is a big bust, a big arrest series, the people who are let out immediately are immediately suspected of being rats. And the people who aren't charged, of rats. How did and why did Diddy go through all of this incredible, this extremely extravagant search with this all this high-powered personnel stuff? Why? And he wasn't charged? Why? Laurie Cuck says, kids don't write now. It's a tragedy. They don't write and they don't speak. Laurie, you're right, and thank you. They can't even sign their name. Do you have, by the way, kids who print? Do you have kids who print? I saw something recently. It was like a notice, like, who wrote this? People like 35 years old, they go, who wrote this? This is 35 years old. This, oh my God, is something wrong with them? No, that's the way they write. That's the way they write. Do you know, after maybe the 19th century, nobody printed. It was always cursive. Did you ever see What's My Line? Or What's My Line? And somebody comes out and they always sign their name and they have this beautiful hair. Well, okay, we're not going to have that anymore. But this is part of the destruction. Remember, young people are on the conveyor belt. The 25-year-old who can't make eye contact, lives with his parents and can't sign their name, is going to be the 35-year-old and the 45-year-old. Imagine what their kids are going to be like. Imagine where news is going. We are in the middle of a revolution right now. You have the opportunity, dear friends. As I mentioned before, radio is dead. It's a vestige. It's an anachronism. It might be from where you remember the days of, you know, where I heard somebody the other day, I'm not going to mention, sitting in, one of these folks who sits in, you know what I mean? It's like, today we're sitting in for, I was like, okay, because I happened on, there's a guy who talks like this. You know, the thing that gets me about Biden, I don't understand what's going on with this Joe Biden. Is he wacky or what? Oh my God, it was like stacks of wax. It was Al Sleet. the hippy dippy weatherman. It was, I mean, I could not, this was an anachronism. And I realized, oh my God, people, younger people would say, why is he talking like that? No, honey, that's the way they spoke. Laurie Cox says, they hate colonists. They call U.S. colonists now. Well, we were. We were the colonists. Settler colonialism is the word that they're harping on as to Israel, which, of course, you're never going to hear on ABC, NBC, CNN. Because why? It makes complete sense. Listen, let me say this again, dear friends. You never heard anything about vaccines on TVs that take drug advertising. You never hear anything on TV. Tonight on NBC News, the striking, the problem of murder-suicide among people coming off of antidepressants. Is there a link between murder-suicide and antidepressants? What? What? You're never going to hear that. John Jelaine says, can you listen to the morning? Can you listen to morning show? How? I don't know what that means. Can you listen to morning show? How? Thank you for that. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Who's morning? My. Again, I'm trying. I'm really trying. But thank you. Thank you very much for that. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm stupid. No, John, don't say you're sorry. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what this means. Dorothy Kilgallen and J.I.J. Can you believe you're even asking that? Nobody knows who Dorothy Kilgallen is. Nobody. Let me go back again. Laurie Cox says, be nice to talk to Greta now. Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't you like to say, hey, Greta, how does it feel to be? How much did you make? Because they picked you out and they made you the spokesperson. This is as obvious as you can imagine. So let me just go back and tell you again. You're going to get done with this. And if you want to hear what is going on in the world today, and you listen to CNN, you only get to see CNN to see what's bad, to see what's wrong, to see the level of distortion. It's the only reason why you would want to listen or be a part of CNN, is to see how terrible it is. That's the only thing. It's like you want to walk in sometimes. Do you ever go to a, this sounds weird, but every now and then on the Jersey Turnpike, you have these rest stops. The Vince Lombardi, the Woodrow Wilson, you know, if you really made it, they name a rest stop after you. And you get to see all of these places in one, you know, not McDonald's, but I don't know, Arby's or this or that, all under one. And you thought, I've never really been in a fast food place like this in a long time. Look at these people. Look at the kids. Look at these people. Look at the food. Look at that hot dog that's rolling around that greasy conveyor thing that's spinning around like some kind of, oh dear God. You know what I mean? That thing that's, oh no. Did you see this? It's like, oh no. And people are eating this. Well, that's kind of why I watch CNN just very quickly. Who's who? Watch local news. Local news is, I don't know. So going back to what I said originally, my friend says, what do you think about what's going on in these college campuses? I said, that's what you think. That's like me saying, hey, what do you think about all this plywood sales during the George Floyd riots? It's like, that's not really it. John Jelaine says, two morning show yappers is too much. Three is crazy. Sometimes less is more. Oh, absolutely. Oh, John, let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed, is there any place where you're going to have two men? No. Two women? Yes. And if at all possible, you want to have as diverse as possible. You want to have diverse You want to have, I mean, it is so, please explain to me traffic on a TV show. Weather, I can kind of understand. Traffic? Can you explain traffic to me? Can you? What, am I in the car with it? Am I listening? Am I watching this? My favorite is that in New York, this kills me. We have five boroughs. It's about 8 million people. But it's also New Jersey and Connecticut as well. Not to mention Westchester County, and it's huge. The total area covered might be, oh God, 20 million. I have no idea. And they'll pick one exit. One. And they'll say, well, there's a problem there. I say, wait a minute. There's 9 million problems. Why'd you pick that one? Well, the delays on the GWB or the George Washington Bridge. Well, no kidding. It's always delays. What are you doing? And why are they doing this? Because to sell the spot. Traffic is sponsored by PC Richards, or traffic is sponsored by Whole Foods, whatever it is. It's to sell the spot. It's a placeholder. It's nobody cares about this. And you see the, who's watching traffic on TV? It's a vestige. It's back to the time. How about weathermen talking about, well, you know, over the weekend we had low pressure coming out from this, and then there was a sprinkles, and then we saw the cloud cover move, and it's like, I know rain. I'm 65 years old. I know rain. I've been around, see? I know what's going on, see? I understand this thing called rain. They're still doing this. And it's always a ha ha ha. What are you, Dave Garraway, Mr. J.B. Muggs? Where are we going to get him next? Laurie Cox says, if they are trying to keep the teachers, they're trying to keep the teachers happy. Well, absolutely, Laurie. They're trying to keep the unions happy because the unions deliver votes and money. Do I have to explain this to you? Let me go back to what's going on. Do you hear anybody, do you think anybody on a local TV station is going to talk about the pro-Palestinian voice? No! You think they're going to talk about anything involving about why the teachers' unions are too powerful? No! Because they've sold out. And they're not to be trusted anymore. It's over. Let me ask you, let me go back to what I said. Do any of you honest listen to music? I have my Spotify. I like Pandora for a while, but they kind of, Spotify is the best. Algorithms. Have you seen the new DJ thing where I've got a DJ who introduces my songs? And I mean, it's fantastic. Okay, great. And I can get anything new, and I can put in a rotation, the likes of which you, and if I could program a station with what I've got on, you would love it. You'd love it. And you, because it's eclectic, is varied, but it's mine. Same thing with news. Who is the voice? Who is the person you've listened to a million times? I'm telling you right now, if I had to pick one person that I have, if you had a rotation, if you looked at my listening, my iPad or phone or whatever you want to call it, the person that I've listened to more than anybody, Mearsheimer. I've heard him so many times, and every time I've heard him, it's the simplicity and the beauty of realism that made me say, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's his delivery. It's his tone. It's his style. It makes complete and total sense. I've heard an hour, 2 hours. Everybody's talked to him. Lex Friedman had him on. I don't think Joe Rogan, but Friedman had him on. Napolitano, who is doing just a superb, superb job. And by the way, it has hit such critical mass now that if anybody were to try to, if there was anything to, you know, in the old days, if you dared, especially during the middle of COVID, if you dared to be anti-vaxxer, you were just Siberia. I don't think that's happened regarding Israel. And I think people like Judge Napolitano and others have lent, and Professor Mearsheimer have led credence to this. And I go back to my friend who said, what do you think about these college missing the point altogether? He focused on the college campuses. Why? Because he watches Fox or the worst of the worst, Newsmax. That's not even, I mean, that's like, what is this? That is just populist trying. And to be fair, I don't know if it's changed, but what little I've seen, it is an abomination. And Fox Business used to be a little bit different. It doesn't even, it's like listening to, it's like the world's worst jukebox. You're in a bar, you want to have some fun, you go to the machine, it's like, this is the worst. They've got, you know, Jerry and the Pacemakers and, what is this? Brenda Lee? Well, this is okay, but this is not exactly what I want. That's Fox. It's the worst people, the worst on, and believe me, they're looking at the metrics, and they're not going to change anything until the metrics change. Their job is not to tell you the truth. It's to make the bottom line, and I dig it. I understand it completely. That's all. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo and Home Dummy. Statler Brothers. Remember that one? What about this? Walk right in, sit right down, baby legend. Now that I can dig. When Tom T. Hall died, I remember the year the Clayton Delaney died. When we lost Tom T. Hall, that was it. In any event, my friend, thank you. So let me just say to you, to everybody watching, to Lori Cuck, you are a delight and an absolute joy to be with it. Thank you. Jack Jelaine, not Jack Lalane, but Jack Jelaine, thank you, my friend, for your perspicacity, your focus in life. Pilgrim Media, thank you. And Raul Rodriguez, he's a gambler. No one to hold him, no one to fold him. Now, my friends, I've said to you before, and I'm going to say this again, and this means everything to me, and you have answered the call. I want you to follow Mrs. L on her YouTube channel at right here, this link right now, Lynn's Warriors, but go and hit right there. Hit this link, and you will go right to her channel, and you can subscribe immediately. Subscriptions, likes, algorithms. That's how we get into the fast lane. And that's how we spread the good word, my friend. And let me also say, you're going to find out about what's going on with Diddy. Remember what I'm telling about Diddy? Remember, be very careful, Diddy. A lot of people out there, if they think you're yakking, oh, man. Don't tell me he got all this money because of his incredible talent, his business acumen with vodka sales. Just like you don't believe the stuff about the Kardashians being billionaires. Bullshit. Complete, total, manufactured tripe. I also told you another thing, too. I'm sorry to say this. I don't mean to say this. But one day you're going to wake up and they're going to announce that Kate Middleton has passed away. And it'll be a terrible thing. And you'll say, well, why don't you tell me? Well, we didn't want to say anything. This is so bad and so obvious. And how they're just ignoring her is beyond anything I've ever seen. I cannot believe this. I can't believe what they're doing. I mean it. They're just ignoring her, and nobody, including Piers Morgan, you think they would demand this, Mr. Journalist? Are you kidding? If you think our media are collectively suck-ups to various lobbies, the British people, the British media are owned by the Brits. Piers Morgan doesn't have a hair on his ass if he doesn't say, now, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. We're not stupid. Kate Middleton is, but he won't because he's smart enough to realize I'm not that important. Remember, graveyards are filled with indispensable men. All right, dear friends, have a great day. Don't forget to follow me as well on Lionel Media on X or Twitter, as we say. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. And until then, don't forget, my friends, these final words, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. That.